We can look at it after the class. We can see what's going on. Okay, so what is the meaning of the word that she had? In Arabic, I'm sorry.
Kursi.
It means also, if you are at university, it means that you are the head of the department.
The chair?
Yes.
So if you're like the head of the department, then you're the kursi?
Yes, you are the chair. Means you are... You say kursi, in Arabic also means like there is a kursi of being a president. It's a position. It's okay. So it means that it is, which is like honor of the decision or position of power. Got that word? I'll test you tomorrow, next time about it. Okay, then what is the word for yajlis?
Sit.
Good. Sit. How about, what's the word for run? Run. Yajri. So.
You could say it.
Okay. No, if I tell you the river, when I say the river is Yajri, what do I mean?
The river is running.
The river is running. No, the river
is running. Means. Means what? River is flowing. Okay, next time, which is tomorrow, you'll have a test about the rules that we learned.
Next week.
Yeah. Next week, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. How about, what is the meaning of the word yazra?
Plant.
Zara or yazra?
Plant.
Zara. Plant. How about the meaning of the word planet? Planet is Kauka. That's right. How about the meaning of the word moon? Qamar. That's right. Moon. That's Qamar. Got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now let's go ahead and start our class, the regular stuff in our class, and it's going to be about the structure of noun sentence.
Do you need
to
record?
Hmm?
Or are you recording?
Yes. Okay. Structure of noun sentence. Before that, I'm going to just tell you about structure of noun, structure of noun plus noun. Noun plus noun. We sometimes use noun plus noun to mean something. For example, I can say Humar al-Walad. So I can say Humar al-Walad. So when I say Humar, Humaru al-Walad. Humar al-Walad. Or Humar al-Walad, because we're going to stop. So what do I mean? Humaru is noun, right? Which is donkey. How about al-Walad?
Boy.
Which is a noun. When I put them together, what do I mean?
Donkey is a boy.
Yeah. The donkey of the boy.
Oh, the boy's donkey.
No, the donkey off the boy.
Donkey.
The donkey's boy.
The donkey.
Okay, the donkey of the... Now, what if I want to say Al-Walad Humar? Al-Walad Humar.
The boy is a donkey.
The boy is donkey.
You make sense of context. It's mainly, there is no is. So you would have...
No, obviously.
Now, this one is adjective. Now it's not a noun. This one is noun. And this one is adjective. So basically, I will use these combining nouns together or noun plus adjective together for the purpose of defining something. Because if I tell you the man, what do I mean? Which man? But if I tell you the man of the house, then you know?
It's the dad.
It's, you know? So to define something more precisely, okay, or to give it another meaning, we do use noun plus noun or noun plus adjective. Okay. Now, when I say الولد حمار, I mean the boy is what?
Donkey.
Which means?
Donkey boy.
Which means what? Dumb. In Arabic, if I say somebody is حمار, it means that dumb.
Don't ask me why donkeys are dumb.
That's the expression. It's this guy is حمار means this guy is dumb or stupid. Okay? Now, let me do another thing. What if I say السيارة الكبيرة?
Oh, I forgot to ask. How was the homework?
Yeah, you collected.
Yeah, the thing is, I told you guys more than 45 minutes to complete one of them, and you guys know more out of me than we do, like much more, and you want us to do two of them. So you're basically asking us to put 2 hours aside.
Yeah, and what's the big deal about that?
And that's not including the...
It's 2 hours for a week. Studies. It's 2 hours for an entire week.
Yeah, but we also have normal school.
Yeah.
And other commitments. So,
I do it...
You should try doing it on Sunday so that if you don't finish it on Sunday, you can do it on the next Saturday.
Yeah, but the thing is that my Sunday is like...
Yeah.
Full other than this.
With
soccer. All day, every day. Like, it's not even... I'm not even joking.
Okay. Now, what is the translation of the word sayara?
Car.
Car. How about, of course, Muhammad? Both are nouns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you combine them together, then you mean what?
The car
of Muhammad. The car of Muhammad.
So it depends which one goes first.
Actually, no, it does not. We'll show you.
Okay, then I'm just extremely confused when it comes to this, what you just said.
Okay. Then you can say the al-ajala.
I don't know
what
that is. Al-ajala. That's bike, right?
Yes. Al-ajala. Al-sari'a. What's the difference between al-ajala, al-sari'a, and al-ajala? Sari'a. So,
Latu, Sahri, Atu,
Au, Ala, Ja, Latu, Sahri, Atun.
Is it an I or an O?
Sari Atun. So this is Dhamma. Yes, you're smart. Sariatun. So al-ajala al-sari'a or al-ajala sari'a. You notice here, what's the difference here?
So it goes switch.
Can if I come here, can I say? Yes, sari'a means what?
Fast.
So the first one means, the first one means what? Al-ajala al-sari'a means? It means the fast bike. This one means the fast bike. Right here, the fast bike. The fast bike. Okay? How about the next one? This one is kasra. And this one is so you got that part? You understand? So what's the difference between them? This is the fast bike. How about the ones on the bottom?
The fast bike.
The bike is fast. The bike is fast. So, you notice the difference? You notice the difference? This one had two kasras, but this one has two dhammas.
This one has an al, this one does not.
And this one has an al, this one does not. Okay? So, this is the fast bike, or the bike is fast. You notice this one here? So, the difference between them is two kasras versus two dhammas.
Oh, yeah.
Same here. Two kasras versus two dhammas. Okay, good.
And then versus two dhammas.
Dhammas, yeah. Good. Okay. So, in the first one, we say it's called mudaf wa mudaf ilayh. We say it in Arabic. Mudaf and mudaf ilayh.
Do you guys know which one is which?
No. So this one is mudaf and mudaf ilayh. So if we say, let's take another example. And then I'll put the...
Could you give us the definition of al-mudaf?
Yes, al-mudaf is a word. Al-mudaf ilayh is a word added to it.
Okay.
So adding two words together. Adding two nouns, okay? For example, let me see here. Let's say here, Al-Kalb Al-Ja'i'.
There has to be an al.
Al-Kalb
Al-Ja'i'.
Which is here, Mudaf. Mudaf.
Is that how you spell it?
Mudaf.
Nope, pretty close though.
Al Mudaf.
Oh, and then I told you.
Al Mudaf ilayh. So one noun is called the Mudaf, the other noun is called what? Al Mudaf ilayh. Mudaf means means a word to add. Mudaf ilayh means added word.
Wait, what does this say?
Mudaf wa mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi. So what is al-kalb al-ja'?
It's like Mel.
Where is the meaning of al-kalb al-ja'?
The hungry dog.
Oh yes, the hungry dog. How about if I let me put the tashkeel. I'll do that. How about if I say al-kalb ja'?
The dog is hungry.
Yes, the dog is hungry, which means it is adjective. It is adjective. Means we're describing. We're describing.
What's Nabil's last name? Oh, there's a Nabil that goes to school. Sheikh.
Oh, he's in my turn.
And if you drop it on like a rock that's like this, and then the compound it will.
Really? That's the screen. It's not covering the screen.
Yeah.
It does have that shield protection. You know what? Protector. Never mind.
This have a lot of arms.
This is Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayh.
Did I spell that right?
So Mudaf or Mudaf Ilayh.
Oh, I'm going to define it over here.
So.
No, it's just Ilayh.
Al-Kalbu Al-Ja'i'u. Al-Ja'i'u. الكلب الجائع. So when I say الكلب الجائع, الكلب means
the dog.
الجائع
is
hungry. So when I say الكلب الجائع, I say
the dog is hungry.
Yeah, no, the hungry dog.
Why?
The hungry dog, because this is Alif Lam and here is Kasra. But
wait,
if I say...
There's an Alif Lam on the dog too.
Yes, in both cases you will have Alif Lam on the dog. Just like here, Al-Ajala, Al-Ajala. Okay? Humar Al-Walad, Al-Walad Humar. Okay, so now if I want to change this into description, sentence, description sentence, then I'm going to say, okay, Al-Kalbu Ja'i'un. Al-Kalbu Ja'i'un. Which means that the dog is hungry. Now about the tashkil of this. Any mudaf wa mudaf ilayh, okay, this word here has to be kasra. Has to be what?
Kasra.
Kasra. Can we have any change? Yes.
Yeah.
In other words, this one has to be majrur. Whether the majrur is kasra, or whether the majrur is ya, but it has. When do the majrur, the tashkil of majrur is kasra? If the noun is single, right? When is the mark? Or the mark, or the sign of that this, that the majhoor is yak. In other words, for muthanna. What is majhoor and muthanna? How do you make majhoor and muthanna? By making yak. Okay? How about in the plural, standard plural, you make what? Yeah. Let me explain that more. Let me do this here.
Is it still doing the voice recording?
Yes, it doesn't. All right. So now let's continue. If I give you a word, al-walad. If I give you a word, al-walad. Okay?
Yeah.
Majroor. How do you make al-walad majroor?
That's
exactly. By putting kasra on that. Now, if I give you the word al-waladan, how do I make al-waladan majroor?
Oh, adding, yeah.
How do I make al-waladan majroor?
Al-waladani.
Yes, you add ya-nun, which is
waladain.
You say al-waladaini, exactly. Okay? Now, al-musallun. Al-Musallu means the people who
pray.
Or the people who pray. Anyway, the people who pray. How do you make Al-Musallun majroor?
Al-Musallin.
Al-Musallin. Okay? So, go ahead. Okay, Musallun is marfu'. Musallin, that's a very smart question. Musallin is either mansub or majrur.
But in like,
so
if it's mansub or majrur, will the meaning change?
Yes, because that's how you figure out the meaning. Let's look at the meaning here. The difference? Difference?
No meaning, it was just like one word.
This one you add a kasra or two kasras. Either a kasra or two kasras. Okay, what's the difference
between al-musallun and musallin?
Okay, al-musallun, good job. Musallun means marfu'a. Al-musallin, it means mansub or majrur.
But grammatically, does the word mean anything different? Because...
yeah, it means different. Al-ajala sari'a versus ajala sari'a. Here you're saying... Okay. Here
you're saying with those two words though. Al-musallun
musallun wal musallin.
Yeah.
Yes, al-musallun is marfu'. Al-musallin is majrur or mansub. Okay. So what was your question?
Does it mean anything if you like put it in a sentence? Just like
yes.
An adjective.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
For example, I'm going to give you an example right now. Let me give you an example here. This one, al-kalbu ja'i'un. This one, al-kalbu ja'i'un. So, you see here, this is description, like adjective. Adjective. Got it? Which means what? Here means the hungry dog. Or the dog is hungry. You notice that? If it is mudaf wa mudaf ilayh, okay, then the mudaf ilayh is majrur. The mudaf ilayh is majrur. Okay? But if you have this case, then this description or adjective, okay, will take the same status like the one before. Got it? So if this is dhamma, then this is what?
Kasra.
Dhamma.
Oh.
And if this is fatha, this is will be
fatha.
If this is kasra, then this will
kasra.
Be kasra. You got it? That's
yes.
That's a difference between them. Okay. Al-kalb. Okay. Now, let me give you an example of double. So we're saying, al-waladan. Okay. Al-Sari'an. Al-Waladan Al-Sari'an.
Is this too boring for you guys?
No, we're super engaged.
Al-Sari'an.
You know, to give you a break after that hard lesson last week.
Al-Waladan. It's okay.
Oh, you
missed
last week.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so lucky.
So happy.
It was like
words
everywhere.
Okay.
I would feel bad for her because now she has to make up everything with no clue of what's happening.
Okay. Is this sentence correct?
You have to.
Is this sentence a mudaf wa mudaf ilayh or adjective? Or adjective? This is mudaf and mudaf ilayh.
Right.
Now, if this is mudaf and this is mudaf ilay, did I make a mistake?
Yes.
What's the mistake?
The noon needs to be kasra.
Yes.
What are you doing?
This is double, right? And for double, how to make something majroor in double? Put a ya. Kasra on mufrat. So put a ya. So the correct sentence, so this is wrong. The correct one is to go as sari'ain.
I'm trying to draw
with
my other
hand.
Why?
What are you drawing?
A jean.
A sari'ain. A jean. Sari'ain. Lina, write down as sari'ain.
Okay.
So it's like that?
Yeah, but this here is yeah. Sari'ain. Got that part?
Yeah.
You say, why did I do that? I might, by the way, in the homework, give you a sentence and say what's wrong about it. Like this one. I give you a sentence and say, الولدان السريعان. And then I tell you, okay, what's the difference? What's wrong here? Got it? Okay. Now.
السريعان.
Need.
Is there
any other? Yes. As-sari. As-sari-ayni. As-sari-ayni. Ayni. That's right. Ayni. Al-waladan as-sari-ayni.
It smells
weird. Means the two fast kids. What if I want to say al-waladan as-sari-ayni? Al-waladan sari'an. Is it correct to say al-waladan sari'an?
Boy in the car.
No, it means the
fast.
The fast boys. The fast boys. Or the fast boys, yes. So the fast boys and both are for double. The fast boys. Al-waladan sari'an.
So it would be the boys are fast?
No, the fast, the boys are fast. That's right, I'm sorry. The boys are fat. So now, when it is an adjective, then what happens? Al-waladan, al-sari'an becomes? Al-waladan, sari'an becomes?
Same tashkil.
No. Same tashkil, yes. Or same status. Let's call it same status. Which is what? Majroor. Which is what? Majroor. Because majroor is not always kasra.
Yeah.
You know? So majroor depends. Like here. How to make it majroor? We put a ya. Did we put any kasras?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
As-sari'an.
Yes.
Al-waladan as-sari'an. Al-waladan sari'an. Sari'an.
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's wrong. That's correct.
First thing there, I thought that was your shoe and it flew off or something.
I thought that was like your glasses case.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Okay. Let's give you an example. Let's continue to the next version, which is here. Say, al-waladan sari'an. So, al-waladani sari'an. What do you think about this? Is it correct or wrong?
No, wrong.
Why?
Because you need a yeah, not a kasra.
Why? What is the status of the adjective?
It's a tanween. Tanween in fatah.
The status of this is marfu', and this has to be marfu'. Why? Because a noun and adjective, they have to be the same. Marfu', marfu', mansub, mansub, majroor, majroor. You got that part?
Yeah.
They gotta be the same. So, what if I say al-waladaini? What if I say الولدين?
How many of you guys got this concept?
What if I say الولدين? Then do I say سريعان or سريعين?
سريعين.
So okay. الولدان سريع. Here there's another thing. And then الولدان سريعان. الولدان سريعان. Why is that? Because الولدان, if it's مضاف ومضاف إليه, if it's adding two nouns, okay, then it becomes the same. Both nouns become the same, right? Wrong. The second noun becomes كسرة.
Why?
Because it is مضاف ومضاف إليه in Arabic. So the rule of مضاف ومضاف إليه is that the second noun is always مجرور.
Can you write all this down?
Oh, sure. Okay.
She's writing it down.
Did you take a picture of this? Okay. Let me write it down. Now let's write that. So,
can I put an exclamation mark right here, or would that be weird?
What I'm going to say is that when you're adding a noun plus noun, when I add a noun plus noun, So this is the noun plus noun. Please.
Guys.
Noun plus noun. The second one is majrur. The second one is what? Majrur. Majrur has three possibilities. If it is single. Yeah, if it is single, it's kasra. If it is مثنى, it's واو. If it is double, it's واو. I'm sorry, if it's مثنى, then yeah. If it's plural, then yeah.
So this is double.
This is double. And this is... Did you get that part? Do you see that part, Hania? Do you see this part? That the second noun is always? مجرور. When you add two nouns, the second one is always?
مجرور.
مجرور.
Well, I got yeah, wow, and elif?
No.
So
yeah.
Why do you say the first
this is
one?
Kasra, yeah, yeah.
Why do you say
the
first one?
Kasra, yeah, yeah.
What?
Got it? The first one could be anything.
Yeah, then why is the arrow pointing to the first one?
Oh, okay. So you're thinking I'm writing left. Let me clarify that. This is the first one, this is the second one. Got it? So now we know. This is the first word, that's the sequence. The first word, the second word.
But why is it going from left to right? Shouldn't it go from right to left? Because it's...
Well, yeah.
It depends on...
That's confusing.
In order to avoid the confusion, I put one and two.
Yeah, thank
okay.
You.
How about that? Okay?
Now when you write in Arabic, it's confusing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now... Now
guys,
if I say...
Relax. Okay.
What if it's noun plus... Adjective. If it's noun plus adjective and the order is this is one, this is two. Okay?
So pretty much this is.
This is one, this is two. So, seconds. Okay, so now what is the rule here? Let me see, Asma, what's the rule here?
Hey.
If it's adjective.
Your name.
The second one is
the second one is like the first one.
Oh.
So.
Wait.
Yeah. If this is marfu', then this one is marfu'. If this one is majroor, then this one is majroor. You got that part? If this is mansoob, this is also mansoob.
What are you trying to get?
God.
Oh, whose name? His?
Okay.
His name.
Oh, what is that book?
It's, you know what, after class.
You got that part?
Mm-hmm.
You got that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we know majroor. We know majroor, right?
You guys know majroor, right?
Yeah!
Apparently you guys have a hearing disorder.
Now, oh, come on. Okay. Now, let me remind you. Let me remind you.
Wait, is this one? Is this one majroor?
Huh?
Is this one majroor?
This one is the majroor, the second one.
Okay, what's this?
Could be anything.
Just depends on the noun.
No, could be anything.
Could you
could be anything.
Your camera before you take the picture? So it looks clearer.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how about if I ask you here, status? Status of mansoob. So, mansoob.
I'll take this to court.
Mansoob is. Look, mansoob. We have. Mansoob is for single, for Yelena. Single, double, plural.
Guys, got it? Single, double, plural, right?
Sure.
Okay. So single, that you got that part? You got that part? So we have mansoob is different from, the status of mansoob is different from single, to double, to plural. Okay? And then plural. Plural has two kinds. Plural has regular. Right here. Regular. And here. Irregular. Right here. Regular and irregular.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I remember
sorry,
this
chart. Write this one here.
Male, female.
Male, female.
And then regular and irregular?
No, no, that's it. Male and female. Okay, listen here. Male and female. All right, so what would be the double for the single? I'm sorry, what would be the status mansoob in a single? Or like, how do you show the status of mansoob on a single noun?
She
I
can
just
make
don't
it clear.
Yeah. This is fatha, right? So this is fatha. This is fatha. So this one is fatha. This one is fatha.
Okay, okay, so this is fatha.
This is fatha.
What
how about
single, guys?
What
single?
Fatha.
Fatha.
There we go.
How about for double?
Guess
no. No, for double is
yeah.
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 Yeah. How about for plural? If it's male, then it's yeah.
Can you guys guess what it's for female?
Yeah.
Female is fatha. Fatha. You got that?
I was going for 10.
I'm sorry, custom, custom. This is your custom.
Oh my god, it was so
custom. You got that part? And this is regular. If it's irregular, then just treat it like a normal word. Now, no, there's no regular double, irregular double. So what I meant is that if I say this here, regular, irregular, and you can say irregular. So irregular, and then irregular, just treat it like a normal word. You got that?
Yeah.
Now, if I may ask you before we leave about...
Yes.
If it is the status of marfu, if the status is marfu, how do you show marfu on a single?
Dhamma.
How about the double?
Alif.
Alif. How about with plural standard male? This is the beginning of the year. I'm just reviewing. How about plural? This is plural.
Seriously, that we're reviewing?
No, seriously.
No, it's from the beginning.
So, regular plural is? Regular plural is? Is dumb, is wow. And this one is? This one is Dhamma.
We had like a huge heart. No,
how about the regular? A regular is always treated like
normal.
Treated like singular.
Treated like
so I say
normal.
Treated like
normal.
Treated like singular, which is like if you want to say the default is singular, then let it be. All right. So do I have your homework? Hold on. I need the homework. I need the homework.
I don't think any of them did it.
The red is right there.
Make sure you bring all of them home. I don't even know where the green scented one came from, but apparently it's ours.
She went to her class.